This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, recently, Aviva Health had a grand opening for the county's only milk drop site at their main clinic on Kenneth Ford Drive, just north of Roseburg. Jenna Brassard from Aviva is on. Jenna, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about what you do out at Aviva.
So I am a lactation consultant. I help moms with breastfeeding and pumping and all of that kind of stuff. What we started with the milk bank is we started having a drop site. So where moms who have been pre-screened, done all of the blood work and all the paperwork, they can drop off their milk at our clinic. And then we send it up to the Northwest Mother's Milk Bank.
And tell us more about that organization. What do they do?
So what they do is they pasteurize the human milk and they test it to make sure it's good and healthy. And they send it to NICUs and for medically fragile babies. Sometimes you can get them at distribution sites outpatient, so you can do that sometimes, but mostly it's used in hospitals for medically fragile babies. So low birth weight, jaundice, you know, things that infants really need that human milk for.
And yeah, obviously in those type of situations, it's a very important need there. What kind of response have you seen since this has gotten open?
So I've seen a lot of people asking about getting donor milk, which is so great. I had not had that big of a response before. And now we have a lot of people asking, hey, how do I get a hold of donor milk? Like there's a reason why, you know, my baby's really sick or, you know, whatever the reasoning being. I've just had a very big influx of people asking about getting donor milk and becoming donors. So I'm really hoping that this takes off and everyone just, you know, that has that extra milk is able to donate.
Now, are you seeing other health facilities around the state or in other locations? I mean, is this something that's fairly common?
No, it's not. I can't remember the exact number, to be honest with you, but we do have drop sites all throughout Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and some in Alaska that the Northwest Mother's Milk Bank is associated with. We're the only ones in Douglas County. I know there's some in Lane County and Josephine County. But right now we are it for Douglas County. Our hospital recently, at the beginning of the year, started receiving donor milk. So that's the first time that's ever happened.
Wow. So obviously something important going on there. How did you get into this field of work?
I started off at WIC of Douglas County, where I got my start in lactation, and they are just so supportive of breastfeeding there, and I found my passion for it, and went on to do all my schooling for my International Board of Certified Lactation Consultant. It took me a few years to do that, and I just absolutely love helping moms with breastfeeding. It has been a huge passion of mine, and I enjoy it a lot.
Talk about the connection that creates.
Between mom and baby?
Right.
Oh, the bonding is always a great one. Whenever they're eating with mom and baby, you know, they get a stare at each other. They, you know, they're skin to skin. Baby's, you know, heart rate, respiration rates, everything is so much better. They're calmer. It just really is great for moms postpartum, you know, that emotion that comes with breastfeeding, that love hormone that comes over them. I mean, it's just such an amazing moment.
So if people want to make use of this, kind of explain how it works, how they get set up to help out.
Oh, for donating, absolutely. So you can either call the Northwest Mother's Milk Bank. I can give you guys the number. Or you can call me at Aviva Health. My phone number is 541-672-9596, and I'm extension 400. You can ask me any questions you have. Usually there's a form they start out with online. It's like a pre-screening form, and then they'll call them within a day and get them set up for some blood work. And then once they're approved, we just have them, their initial donation needs to be 100 ounces. That way we have a good supply. We know mom has a good supply of milk that she's able to donate on top of what her baby's already been doing well with. sometimes they'll even have like the physicians sign off on the baby's doing being healthy enough for moms to donate. So we don't want to take away from the baby at all. We just want to make sure that baby's gaining well and doing well, and then mom's having milk above and beyond that. And then they can bring their milk into me.
And give us a number for that Northwest Mother's Milk Bank then as well.
Yeah, it's 503-469-0955. And they are so helpful there. They are great, and they will get you all set up with anything you need and just give you lots of good information. There's obviously some restrictions. Some moms can't donate, but I find a lot of moms can.
Now, if people get involved in this when they come out to Aviva, where are they going out there at your big clinic?
Oh, yeah. So I'm on the reproductive and pediatric side of the facility. So on the north side of the building, there is the more of like the family residency and family medicine. And then I am actually on the other side on the peds and reproductive health side. And you can go up to any receptionist there and say, hey, I want to talk to Jenna or I have questions about donating. I am happy to help anytime.
And so when is it open for people to, once they're all set up, to donate milk there at the facility?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
All right, Jenna Brassert from Aviva Health. Anything else you want to mention about this program?
It's just such a great program, and I really hope this helps moms want to donate because it's awesome, and these babies really need this milk. And we hope to grow the program even more. So all the donations are so wonderful.
All right, Jenna, thanks for being on with us this morning.
All right, thank you so much.
8:39 in the morning report.